This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We talked today with Heath Houck of Nokomis. And Heath, you are involved with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau and the Young Leaders Group.
Yes, I've been involved with the Young Leaders for it's going on about 6 years now. And I was just elected chairman this year, been actively involved throughout that, and also now been serving for 3 years as the Nokomis Township rep on the board of directors for the Farm Bureau, and so just trying to keep myself busy with the farming organization.
Sure, and a little bit about your background. You are from Nokomis and you do farm. Could you tell us a little bit about your operation?
Yeah, farm with my dad. I started out teaching ag for 4 years and then came back to the farm, and I think it was in 2010, and started farming full-time with my father, and we farm mostly around the Witt in Nokomis area, or Witt and Irving area, excuse me. I live in Nokomis, and we have corn and beans, and then I also all grain St. Louis, and also have a sprayer and do some spraying and those type of things. So just your ordinary farm kid.
Sounds like great experiences and has definitely prepared you well for your role with the Young Leaders. And speaking of the Young Leaders, you guys have an event coming up, or kind of a program called Grain for Groceries.
Yeah, this will be the fourth year that we've done Grain for Groceries, and we've had a lot of success in the previous years. And we're hoping that again this year to give back to our local food pantries with this program. And that's the idea behind it, is to take some of the bushels of grain that we have and donate them, and we spread the money throughout the county, keep it all in the county, and give it back to those that are less fortunate.
And with that program, you work with every elevator, and anyone that would be interested in donating can do that?
Yeah, we work with every elevator in the county, and we've talked to all of them, and they've all been involved every other year. And basically how it works is a farmer will go in and they can donate a portion of their load of grain, whether it be 5 bushel, 10 bushel. There's not any amount that's too small or too big. And this year we're actually going to change it up a little bit, and we're going to kind of turn it into a year-round program instead of just during harvest, because we all know there's a lot of things going on during harvest, and sometimes it slips our mind. But we're trying to adapt a little bit, so that's kind of the idea behind it.
Awesome. And that program is sponsored by the Young Leaders with Montgomery County Farm Bureau. And could you tell us a little bit about Young Leaders, what age group this features, and how people could become a part of the group if they're interested?
Yeah, the Young Leaders, it's the younger generation with the Farm Bureau, and it's attracting those that are 18 to 35, men and women. If you have kids, you're more than welcome to bring them to the meeting too. We're looking for we're looking for anybody that's interested in ag. You don't have to necessarily be a farmer. And anybody that's interested, you're more than welcome to come. We have our meeting on the first Tuesday of every month. And if you have any questions, you can more than welcome to call the Farm Bureau office, or you can get a hold of me. I'd be glad to help out with that.
And this is just one of many things you're involved with throughout the year. Would you like to talk about any other projects that the group is in charge of, or meetings that you have the chance to go to as being part of the Young Leaders?
There's a lot of opportunities every year. This past March, Neil Tester and myself, we were fortunate enough to go to Louisiana on the Young Leader Ag Industry Tour to see agriculture in a different state. And I know this year they'll be going again in March to North Carolina. And we go to the IAA annual meeting. I've been to the AFBF meeting, the national meeting. I've been to San Antonio, been to San Diego, kind of traveling around to see those different things. And we try to do our fair share of things around the county, as far as we just had a trap shoot last month. The guys get together at our meeting and just kind of have a relaxing evening, kind of in the summertime. And we're trying to, this year, We're going to be moving our meeting around the different guys' farms instead of just meeting at the local Farm Bureau to kind of see what the other members of our group, kind of see what they specialize in, and they can talk about their own operation. So, I mean, there's an endless, we can go on and on and on about it. There's endless opportunity with the young leaders and the Farm Bureau.
Certainly sounds like there's a lot of opportunity, both educational and social outings. Heath, a final thought today for our listeners?
We just appreciate any support that's given to the Grain for Groceries Drive. And, if you have any questions, feel free to call the Farm Bureau office and get a hold of Bob. And if you need to talk to me or something, he can give you my cell phone number. Or email or whatever that you would need to get hold of me with. And any person out there 18 to 35, we have a meeting next Tuesday, and it is at 8 o'clock here at the Farm Bureau office, and we would be more than happy to have any new members present. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Heath.